listener.
So I figured out why Teslas are so expensive. It's because they charge a lot. So stupid.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's complete drivel.
Or is it drivel?
It's f***ing drivel.
It's complete drivel with Christian Hull.
Sure is.
I'm pissed. I'm annoyed.
Well, that's a shock.
I know, right. Thank you. That was the response I was waiting for. You should be annoyed too. Breville juicer, Breville juicer. Where the fuck is our Breville juicer?
I'm getting very annoyed.
Oh!
I'm getting very annoyed.
Dear Breville, I love you, but send me a fucking Breville juicer. Like, don't you know who I am?
Do you know how many juice recipes I have saved on my Instagram?
Have we asked sales yet? We've actually asked.
We've asked.
We've sales. Asked sales. I think they've actually even reached out to me. I don't even think Breville Juice is going to send us anything.
No. We've come this far. I think we should stick with it.
Well, now I'm angry they're not going to send us anything. Now,
are you angry with Breville?
No. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Breville,
no, sorry, Breville Juicer, Breville Juicer.
Breville.
No. So the start of the podcast, season two, it was September, I reckon I can get, like, freebies really easily.
Ooh.
We'll just name drop consistently. We'll name drop Breville Juicer every so often. We just say Breville Juicer in the hopes that they would just send us a Breville Juicer.
And I believe that we were gonna get your face on it as well.
Well, no, we just wanted to get one first.
And then we'll brand it up.
Yep. To P.O. Box 1977 New Farm, Queensland 4005. Now, I've been checking my P.O. Box. There has been no Breville Juicer. However, I did receive something while I was off recovering from my just huge amount of ailments. So I opened this box and I was immediately hit with this delicious smell of, like, butterscotch. And I ripped open the tissue paper and there in a packet was some delicious butterscotch. Now, I opened the butterscotch and immediately, I was filming, the video is on my Patreon account, I immediately ate the butterscotch. It was not butterscotch. Like, this was like, you know, what's the Buttersworth? What's the thing? It was Werther's Original. They smelt, oh, it was so delicious. And they were in this, like, Ziploc branded bag. And so I bit into one and it was like softer than normal. It wasn't a brittle and it was like, it didn't. And it turns out it was actually a wax melt. And I would like to say it's the first time that I'd ever done that. this sweet burn, candles and wax melt, is the beautiful human being who sent me a box full of lollies that looked identical to the food that were wax melts. And they smell like, I got lavender macaroons, like a friend. Oh, they look so delicious. And I wanted to eat them so bad, but after my butterscotch incident, I was like, no, thank you. What is it with people making wax melts that look like food? That a year prior did the exact same thing, but this story's worse because it took me far longer to realise what they were. I was touring and I was staying at the QT on the Gold Coast and they made this beautiful welcome pack and there was these little penises and they were choc mint penises in amongst some cheese and crackers, a fruit platter. I was like, oh, yum, choc mint penises. I was tired. I went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night hungry. I had some cheese and I was like, I'm going to have a choc mint penis. I ate one. I was like, I ate two. I was like, still hungry. I ate fucking three. And we're talking, they're like carobs, you know, they're like twice the size of that, but like thick and chunky and in the shape of penises. I ate three. I was like, they sting a bit, but you know, I can like you can smell, taste the flavour.
What do you mean they sting a bit?
Well, they were full of... Yeah, anyway, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know what they were full of. They were full of essential oil. And so I went to bed, woke up the next day and was like, oh, I'm just going to have another choc mint penis. And as I picked up the packet and as I bit into it, I was like, I think these are stale. And I read it and they were wax melts that you put in the thing. And I just didn't understand. How can the QT give me a fruit platter, a cheese platter, and then just some wax melts? Like, it didn't make sense to me.
But also, did you have the apparatus?
No!
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense. If it came with a candle thing that you used the wax melts for,
yes,
that would make sense.
And I ate three of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it turns out when you eat wax, you get heavily constipated.
I was going to say, what happened in the aftermath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe I'd push through three because I woke up the next morning and
did
had
Did they taste chocolatey?
No, in no way did they taste chocolatey. But they just had this like bitterness.
That's a weird chocolate.
And I was so hungry. Like that's – anyways.
Oh, Christian.
Maybe that's why I keep getting sick.
There's been multiple times though where I've accidentally eaten tin foil, like the outside to a packet, and I haven't realised. Well, I haven't realised that it's been wrapped in.
Accidentally eating tin foil is not intentionally eating wax melts that you thought were food.
No, they weren't intentional because you didn't know.
I mean, I've accidentally eaten tin. I've accidentally been eating a kebab, and you're like,
yeah,
it's a bit papery. I've been eating the fucking paper this whole... I didn't even know there was this... There's like four layers of paper. I've taken three off and then I'm eating that really like oily one that you can't see.
You're like, that's a weird bit of onion.
Yeah. This flavourless onion is disgusting. Anyways, no nutritional value in
it. It happens to the best of us, Christian.
It does it?
No, not really.
No. I discovered that there's a list of sex questions from Oprah.
Of course it's sex related.
From Oprah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's on Oprah's website. I don't think Oprah's writing articles for her website based on sex questions, but she's putting a name to this. So I'm calling it Oprah's Sex Questions. If I look at the author of the article, it's definitely not Oprah. But again, she's put a name to this, and I would like to go through some of these questions. I can't picture Oprah sexual in any way.
No, she's a mum. She's everyone's mum. Everyone's mum slash best friend.
She's not a mum, sadly.
Yeah, but she has a motherly vibe about her.
Yeah.
Like a sit down.
She's got a scary mum vibe. Like she runs the Illuminati for sure.
What? I don't get a scary mum vibe.
Yeah, if you get on Oprah's bad side.
I get a vibe of that mum that just gives the best hugs. That's the vibe
you
I
can't
get.
Hug Oprah. Oh my God, you call yourself an Oprah fan?
I never said that.
Oprah doesn't hug.
Oh.
Well, you're clearly not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
She's famous for not hugging people. Look, can I show you? This is going to be so not fun for people listening.
Oh, no.
Come over here and I'm going to talk you through what Oprah does for hugging. So you throw your hands out. She grabs your hands and just shakes them violently in the air because she doesn't want to be hugged. It's true, though.
I've never noticed that.
Oh, you will now.
Wait, is this something that you've picked up on or is this an actual...
No, this is a thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why everyone, like when you make fun of Oprah, you that's the move that you do. You grab their hands and you shake them in the air. That's what she does.
I forget. Do you like hugs? No, you don't, do you?
No.
Yeah, do you use that?
Well, if you were of the opposite sex... No, you are. If you're of the same sex, if you're a boy or a man, I shouldn't say boy, if you're a man, like if Jack Ball walked in, I would hug him.
Oh, okay.
But if you walked in, I'd be like, hey! High five.
Hey.
Fist pump.
You have to do that next time you come into the studio.
Wait, can you both walk in and you go for a hug and I go fist pump and then I'll just walk up and hug Jack and see what he does? Anyways, if you saw Jack, you'd understand. Okay, Oprah's sex questions. Starts off with, what is your definition of amazing sex? My definition of amazing sex would be, yeah, that's boring. That's next question. I don't know. Anything. I just having just someone over who got naked.
I just do it.
Yeah. If you could have sex in any location in the world, where would it be? Noosa. Nude beach. Oh, do I want to sex on the beach? It'd be sandy and rough. And no. Actually, I wouldn't. I like the idea of it being somewhere public. Like it's kind of a bit of a turn on. If I could have sex anywhere. Okay, let's say there was no repercussions. I would just...
Noosa boardwalk.
In the middle of summer, peak season, I would make everyone watch. Anywhere in the world. Like, I don't give a shit where I am. Park sex is really good.
Mm.
Just a let's go to Paris. Let's have sex in a park in Paris. Because I had a really good hookup in Paris. I had one of the best hookups I've ever had in Paris.
Oh.
I think I say this about every hookup I ever have. But can I tell you? Oh, it was so hot. So I was there with my brothers. We were all staying in this like group hotel and I was annoyed because we had to I had to stay with him the whole time and I like to stay on my own and have sex with a million people. And I couldn't do that because, you know, I had to be respectful. Anyway, last night we were in Paris before we flew home to Australia and I was on the grind and this guy was like, come over, wouldn't send me any photos. And I was like, oh, will I be murdered? And, you know, he was 25. I would have been maybe 27, no, 30. I would have been about 30. And I thought, yeah, okay, that sounds legit. Foreign fucking country, no profile photo, going over to his house. So you walk into like this. Have you been to Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the way their living quarters are different. Like there's a big main door on the road and you go into the main door and then there's a couple of building entrances. And so it was hard to find. So I went into this huge, like this massive door. It's like going into a palace. So you open the door. It's huge. And you walk through it, you close it. And then you buzz. And then it's so loud. This is like
loving these sound effects.
1 a.m. And then it was up. The instructional would go all the way up to the top of the spiral staircase. It was a gorgeous little like enclave. What do you call it? A courtyard? It was so stunning. And mm-hmm. There was like fairy lights. It was so romantic and French and lovely. And at the back of my mind, I was like, am I going to my death? But I was so horny. You know, I'm just like, I don't care. I will risk death for
if this is how
penis.
I go. This is yeah. how I go.
So I go at the top of the spiral staircase and knock on the door. The door opens. It's pitch black. Couldn't see a thing. So I could make out a silhouette and I walk in, door closes,
oh my God.
And I could see like silhouettes of furniture and this looked like a really beautiful old school apartment, but it was pitch black. And then anyway, he was a bit taller and we both get naked and I'm like reaching out and feeling and I'm like, oh my God, oh jeez, like ripped, massive penis.
Ooh.
And like longish flowy hair and you could feel, I was like, oh, this is great. I'm like, keep the lights off because you're going to be horrified at what you see of me. So this has worked for me. The best sex ever. Like it wasn't even sex. It was just like a bit of fun, but it was so hot. And then it was see you later.
Oh, because you couldn't see anything.
No.
It's like kind of like wearing a blindfold.
I love that type of like anonymous. Mm. It was so hot. Anyway, that was amazing.
Incredible.
That's why I have fond memories of Paris.
And you didn't get murdered. Good job.
And I didn't get murdered.
Good job.
Well done. Thanks, Oprah, for bringing that story up.
I'm really hoping more of these questions bring up more of your sexcapades. I love hearing about your sexcapades.
You weirdo.
What? No.
Are you living vicariously through me, you horn dog? What porn are you watching right now? What porn am I watching right now? I go onto Twitter and I just scroll through. Twitter's really great for porn.
Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter's really good for porn.
Is it actual videos or is it just like people?
No, it's videos. It's like going to Pornhub, but it's Twitter. It's a lot of, it's mostly people having sex in parks. That's the porn I'm watching right now. It's like really amateur. I love amateur. I don't like, I've come to fix the plumbing. And then they're just fucking. I'm like, well, give me a narrative. Give me a better narrative than that.
Christian.
Oh, dear. What do you look like and sound like when sex feels good for you? Do you really?
No. I just had to do an opera thing. Have you filmed yourself before? Because do you know what you look like?
I don't know what I look like.
Okay.
I have filmed myself before. It's not great. I try. That's why, sometimes I'll put a pillow over my face.
Oh, it's creative.
Mm. But they're usually down there and they can't. They're not looking at my face.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their mouth usually. Why am I a 12-year-old? What's something non-sexual that turns you on?
Oh, that's a great question. Sorry.
Oh my God! You're like right. Everything.
Let me.
This
pull up my
microphone.
List. Let me pull up my big list.
What is non-sexual that turns me on? I get a lot of pleasure gardening. But, like, do they mean turn me on like I get erect, like erect, get erect and ready for sex? Makes me horny.
I've got one.
Of course you do.
By one, I mean I have a whole list, but this is one of them.
Yep.
I love when I'm in a car with a man and they're reverse parallel park and they turn around and I call it the sexy arm.
Oh, my God, they put their arm around you, but it's not around you.
They put it around the back of the seat that I'm in and they look around and then they do the swishy thing with their palm on the wheel.
Oh, my God. You can see their muscle.
Damn it.
You're like, I wish that wheel was my vagina.
Get out of my head, Kristen. Yeah. Get out.
That is hot.
Yeah.
I'm literally at home alone or you're naked in my bed. Like, there's no middle ground.
There's no in between.
Sorry, we're getting warnings that I'm screaming into the microphone. Yeah, I'm having loud we've got like a panel system that tells you when you're getting too loud.
Oh, sorry, that was my fake orgasm opera scream.
Yeah. How dare you? Yeah, I like that answer. We'll go with your answer.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Do you have a sexual fetish? Yeah, I do.
I actually
do. You know what I've really gotten into? Blindfolds. You called it. I will put on a... You know why, though?
This is why it's not even a sexy reason.
It just cuts out the awkward small talk and I don't have to... I don't have to answer the door. So I'm like, hey, I've got a really great idea. I'm going to be blindfolded in bed. Doors unlocked. Just come in and get naked.
Mm.
And you know what that does? You get straight to the fucking point quickly. It's not like, hi, this is my house. I live here. Would you like a glass of water? Oh, so who's taking off their clothes first? It's like, it's always awkward and weird.
You just know what you're doing.
It's just like, I'm in bed naked wearing a blindfold.
Yeah.
Fucking get inside, get naked, and then the blindfold comes off.
There's two clear roles and responsibilities.
Yes! It's like I've really just made it so obvious. I'm like, hey, my fantasy is this. Blindfold, naked in bed, doors open.
Mm.
I don't know if I should be really... That could lead to... Yeah. Anyways, I also feel like... Oh, no, the blindfold comes off. Sometimes the blindfold doesn't come off. And that's when I'm like listening for people like stealing things on the way out.
Eye contact, I find uncomfortable.
So that's
another thing that the blindfold could do for you is if you find eye contact.
I hate eye contact. I like having sex with someone. I have to be standing and then what's when they're facing the other way and they're bent over? Yeah, fucking the best. What, sorry, you didn't say that. Just whisper that a bit louder into the microphone. Okay.
Also, Oprah, very saucy so far.
Oprah. Definitely Oprah. God, look at her go. What would an erotic vacation look like for you? An erotic vacation. Go. You've already got this fucking planned. You're literally like, well, here it is.
My vibe would be tropical beach, James Bond vibes.
Oh, yes, but like private beach.
Yes.
Yes.
Like at night.
Yes.
Moon, sand, beach.
I have done that before. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. When I lived in Newcastle, I met up with a guy. Oh, God, I was so young. I would have been like 24. I lost my virginity at 23, so 24. I drove to, I forget where it is, but it's on the water, and parked in the parking lot and walked down and met this guy at the beach. We made out for a bit, did penis things, and then this, like, gang of youths was walking past the beach and they were sounding really aggressive. And so we were naked. So we crawled and hid in some bushes because we thought we were going to be like murdered. And it was like full moon. It was actually really romantic. And then we hid in the bushes and made out while these like people we thought were going to kill us loitered around, which is kind of hot.
So you like a bit of danger?
I surprisingly didn't like a bit of danger.
Interesting.
It's like actually, because sometimes I'll be in a bathroom cubicle with someone else and then when people walk in, you stop. Not old mate. Anyways, cool story. This is a good one for you, Nat. Is there an erotic movie scene that turns you on? Like, do you just watch a movie? I did this the other day. Do you just watch a movie and, like, fast forward to one particular scene or Google that scene that turns you on?
No, I can't think off the top of my head.
Oh,
no.
I literally did this the other day.
Please share with me.
It's it's from Scary Movie 2. Yeah, so there's a scene in Scary Movie 2. I think it's because when I was younger, I hadn't watched much porn and this scene was quite full on and I still love watching it. Like I'm a cum whore. I'll say that. Have you seen Scary Movie 2? Cindy, the TV's leaking. That's Scary Movie 1. You know, die, bitch, die. Oh, just die. Oh, I can't believe you've never seen it. There's one scene.
I think I've seen it, but I can't quote it.
Okay.
It's been so long.
So they go to, they go to the mansion and it's a guy with the sort of gimpy hand. Oh,
the weird hand. Take my strong hand.
Take my strong hand. Who wants some mashed potatoes? You know, so you've seen it.
I have seen
it. So there's one scene where they're running from this ghost and Cindy and the guy from Malcolm in the Middle are locked in a freezer and he's like, oh, I'm so cold. You'll need, oh, don't die. And so she starts rubbing his body and he's like, oh, you'll need to rub lower, lower, faster. And so she's jerking him off to save his life and then he finishes, but it's like the shot is she gets shot to the window just with like a huge amount of white liquid. And I'm like, that's hot.
That's your romantic movie scene.
I literally was like, what am I going to watch? I started watching Scary Movie. I was like, oh, that's got that really hot scene. And then I scrubbed forward. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, actually, there is one. There is one, but it's, I don't, have you ever seen Skins?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. There's a scene, it's not as, they're having a water bomb fight. And they're like, they're intoxicated and they're having fun and blah, blah, blah. And then they go inside and then as they're about to walk up the stairs, he just grabs her and takes off her underwear and then she just hops and then they just like are kissing and making out and whatever.
Oh, right.
But it's not a very long scene. I think it goes for like 10
is
seconds.
Is this Nicholas Holt? Is that his character?
No. No. Oh, God, I forgot he was in Skins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know what he's...
that's a great show.
What was he the kid in? He was a kid in a really famous movie. I'm going to look that up. It's going to bug me. About a boy.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes. God, with Hugh Grant.
It's crazy when you look at old movies and realise that famous people...
Wow.
...were the kids.
Yeah.
God, I'm loving this quiz.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Want to try making as much noise during sex as possible? Do you, or do you? Are you really quiet, or are you really loud? I'm really loud. Sometimes, like I'll put it on a little bit, be quite loud.
What is that for the other person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, here's the thing: you have to make noises when it's good.
So they know.
Because when it's bad, you stop making the noises, and then they go back to when you were making noises.
And then it's like an unspoken.
Yes.
Yeah.
God. And if they're not making noise, you're doing something wrong. And ladies, don't make noise just for the sake of it. Would you ever use food as foreplay?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry, jumped in there.
No, this is for the both of us. Have you ever fantasized about someone else while having sex? I don't think I ever have. What colour underwear do you like to see somebody in? Yeah, no underwear. I prefer no underwear. If I have to, white, because it's the most see-through of the underwears. do you remember the best orgasm you ever had? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is spanking something you would like to try? I've tried it.
Wait, is that with an actual...
Oh, yeah.
Or just like
both.
Hand?
Both. I reckon both. I would try it. Yeah, I don't really like... I don't like pain. I don't like being in pain. Like, I don't like being pinched, bitten, slapped... I hate it. It's a turn off for me. Have I not shared that story? Yeah. I had to punch someone in the balls. And I was like, oh, but you're so hot and I don't want to hurt you and turn you off. Like, no. The thing, and people put their balls in a vice. You go over and you twist. Ah! Ow, ow, ow! Okay. I think we're done for 6 questions with Oprah.
Thanks, Oprah.
Hmm. Oh, I'm never
gonna look at you, dirty dog.
Dirty slut.